It's Current State on WKAR. A classic Oscar Wilde play is coming to the Carytown Concert House in Ann Arbor this weekend, but it has an interesting inversion. The artistic director of the Brass Tacks Ensemble spoke with Current State's Jamie Paisley about what he did for Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest. Jamie, what decision was that exactly?
Well, he cast it essentially gender blind, which is to say the lead male roles of Jack and Algernon. They're portrayed by women, and those infamous lines of Lady Bracknell are actually delivered by a man. However, for the Brass Tacks artistic director, James Ingajola, this gender-bending casting was not, not a political decision, not a commentary on Oscar Wilde's imprisonment on the grounds of his homosexuality. Instead, well, it came about when Ingajola was auditioning the performers.
It's less a comment on this show and more comment, I guess, on theater in general. A lot of times, women walk away empty-handed because you have a huge number of women auditioning, and there are few female roles. So I went into this process thinking, I'm going to keep it open. I'm going to try and cast Lady Bracknell as a woman because I know that it's frequently cast as a man. And what ended up happening is I had a huge number of women audition and very few men. And, I did decide at that moment that I'd hate to see all these women walk away empty-handed. And they're really good. They're really good actresses. So let's give them roles. Let's give them all the roles, and we did have a few men that were good, so I cast one of the men in Lady Bracknell because that seemed the most obvious role for a man if you're going to cast everybody else as a woman.
Well, it will not be long before you are of age and free from the restraints of your guardian.
According to the terms of her grandfather's will, she does not come legally of age until she is 35.
That does not seem to me to be a grave objection. 35 is a very attractive age. London society is full of women of the very highest birth who have, of their own free choice, remained 35 for years.
For the Brass Tacks Ensemble, and by the way, that's tax spelled T-A-C-K-S, not that thing everybody pays April 15th. Well, among the aims of the Brass Tacks Ensemble is to, quote, strip away the excess and focus on the essentials of theater.
It starts with a focus on sort of the relationship between the actor, the text, and the audience. So before we start adding things like set elements or costume elements or anything like that, we like to have a solid foundation and make sure the story is being told on a very basic level. But also I like to think of it as theater of the imagination in a way, keeping away from set elements and prop elements and costume elements, using them in a suggestive manner, something to evoke something in the audience's mind. As my colleague Isaac Ellis says, any dragon that we create on stage is not going to be as fantastic and wonderful as the one that you create in your mind. So we're trying to evoke images and evoke ideas rather than simply show them to you. And I think that's a very basic element of theater.
According to the Brass Tacks artistic director, James Ingajola, it is that basicness which serves as a great juxtaposition when thinking about the Victorian era, which pervades Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest.
A lot of the play is about the relationship between style and substance. We do have small set and small prop pieces, but they're not complete, as it were. An example might be that we would have a tea setting with plates and cups and a teapot, but there's no food, and there's no tea. So you have what is the ritual, the tea service, but you don't have any substance, anything to eat or drink. And I think that's a major theme of the play is that, and many characters say it throughout, that style more than substance is the essential thing, which is an inversion of our own, or we like to think it's an inversion of our own living. It's a parody of a lot of the theater of the time. It relies heavily on inversion, and the characters hold things that we would think are trivial important. I mean, they hold meals and flowers in your lapel as importantly, as earnestly as we would hold love and death. And, you know, they take things, they raise the stakes of the trivial things. And it is a farce to a degree. I mean, you have these characters who live solely for pleasure, and they concoct these ridiculous situations, disguising themselves and creating these imaginary brothers and imaginary invalids that they take care of, in order to pursue their own selfish desires.
One of the most enduring elements of Oscar Wilde's play, The Importance of Being Earnest, is the sharp wit of the characters, particularly that of Lady Bracknell.
I've always been of opinion that a man who desires to get married should know either everything or nothing. Which do you know?
I know nothing, Lady Bracknell.
I'm pleased to hear it. I do not approve of anything that tampers with natural ignorance. Ignorance is like a delicate, exotic fruit. Touch it, and the bloom is gone. The whole theory of modern education is radically unsound. Fortunately, in England, at any rate, education produces no effect whatsoever. If it did, it would prove a serious danger to the upper classes and probably lead to acts of violence in Grosvenor Square.
Again, James Ingajola of the Brass Tacks Ensemble in Ann Arbor.
I think, if anything, the wit of the play is the biggest draw. I mean, I've seen and read more complicated farces than The Importance of Being Earnest, but it is the wit that Oscar Wilde uses. And yeah, Lady Bracknell and Algernon are the two main conduits of that wit. It's their natural way of speaking, which is maybe the hardest part of this production process, the rehearsal process for us, was to realize that the characters don't realize how funny they are, and that makes it funnier. That they don't realize how scathing or occasionally how ridiculous they sound. And that's where a lot of the comedy is, because I think a lot of times we see productions either of this play or of other sort of farces, particularly Tom Stoppard, and where the language is amazingly funny, amazingly witty, the production will add so many elements, so many physical elements, rather than focus on the acting and focus on the story and allow the wit to be a character trait rather than just an added funny bit. That's part of the stripping away for us, too, is that I didn't want to add too many bits. I wanted to actually play this as naturalistically as possible. And oddly enough, that brings out the comedy even more. That brings out those sharp barbs from Lady Bracknell all the more, because it becomes a character trait and not just an isolated joke, as it were.
We've been speaking with James Ingajola about the Brass Tacks Ensemble, which he is a co-founder and current artistic director of, about the upcoming performance of The Importance of Being Earnest this weekend at the Kerrytown Concert Halls. More information about the Brass Tacks Ensemble you can find online at btensemble.org, or you can find reservations to the Kerrytown Concert House at kerrytownconcerthouse.com. James, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you very much, too.
For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.